A record-setting first quarter for the Warsaw Lady Tigers. First, an update on the boys' game. Warsaw holds on to win at Valparaiso, 61-58. More on that in a minute. Concord with the ball to start quarter two. Smith, a three-pointer, no good. Bergen gets shoved out of bounds, and a foul is called. Fish shoved her and then helped her up. The numbers through one. Warsaw 14 of 17 for the field, including 5 of 7 from three-point range, 4 of 5 at the line. Concord with 2 official shot attempts, one of those a 3. They did not score. Concord with 16 turnovers in the first 8 minutes. Warsaw with the ball, headed to the far end. Zartman right wing, out to Bricker. Bricker almost lost it in the backcourt. Play continues. Bricker, left side Peterson. Back to Bergen, right side Zartman. Couple of dribbles, throws to the corner to Winchester. Back to the wing, Zartman, wide open three, yes. 17 for Brooke Zartman in less than 9 minutes. She's got 3 3-pointers. She is 5 away from tying the school record for threes in a season. Smith in the lane, no good. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker, long pass ahead. It's going to be picked off. Warsaw with their first turnover of the game, leading 40-0. 6:50 left to play here in the first half. Emmerich, a drive down the lane, shoots over Bergen, no good. Winchester the rebound, and her outlet went right through Abby Peterson's hands and into the Concord cheerleaders. Bergen and Bricker out, Egoff and Villema in for the Lady Tigers. And they also bring back Stilley into the game for the Minutemen. It's 40-0, Lady Tigers. If you're thinking already, we are already locked into a running clock, but not till after halftime. Shot in the lane, wouldn't go for Hayden Casey. Rebound grabbed by Egoff for the Lady Tigers. Peterson in the backcourt. Through the center circle. Right side Winchester. It's a 2-3 zone by Concord. Left side Peterson to the baseline, Egoff. Back out to Peterson, the wing, to Zartman, to the foul line, Winchester. Right side, Villema to the baseline, Egoff. Egoff steps through a double team. Villema out top to Zartman, to the foul line, Winchester. She'll turn and shoot and roll it in. Brooke gets in the act. She's got a basket in each quarter. 4 points. 42-0, Lady Tigers. Across the line goes Emmerich. Emmerich kicks it out to the right. Still, he shoots a three-pointer, air ball. Winchester the rebound. Throws it up ahead to Egoff. Egoff drives in from the right, has a clear path, and scores. Egoff has 4. It's 44-0. 5.5 minutes left to play first half. Now down to the wing, Stilley, as they break the press. Pass across to Emmerich. Emmerich, a jab step, and then another. Peterson comes up to pressure. Subs waiting at the scores table for both teams. Emmerich, left side Stilley, shoots for 3, rimming, no good. Zartman the rebound for Warsaw. Zartman, long pass ahead, Egoff with a good catch, reverse layup is good. What a play by Ava Egoff. She caught that ball below the block, running at full speed. I didn't think she had time to get it up to the basket. She didn't. She took one dribble underneath the hoop and spun it off the glass and in, and it's 46-0 Warsaw. Pass inside, caught by Casey. Leans in, missed it. Rebound, tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Concord. Neely into the game for Warsaw. Viv Zambrano is into the game for the Lady Tigers as well. Raglan in for Concord. Cambria Zilm is in. Her sister, Alexandria, is out for the season with a torn ACL. Smith to throw it in. Baseline left, right down here below us. Looking and lobs it in. It'll be tracked down in the corner by Casey. Casey to Fish. Out to Zilm. Zilm on the drive, shoots it, no good. Rebound to Egoff for the Lady Tigers. Peterson up the sidelines to Zambrano. Zambrano out top to Egoff, back to Viv. To Peterson between the circles. Left side for Neely. Peterson at the foul line. Down to the baseline, Egoff forced up a tough one and got it to go. Two pretty impressive shots there by Ava Egoff. It is 48-0, Lady Tigers. 4:14 left to go, first half. Across the line, Ragland hands back to Smith. Smith backs her way down to the block, throws up a wild shot that missed everything, and it goes out of bounds to Warsaw. Bricker in for Peterson at 4:05 of quarter two. Again, the Tigers were winners at Valparaiso. Jackson Gould, 24 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 4 of 6 from three-point range. Drew Heckman, 15 points for the Tigers. We'll give you more of that coming up at halftime. Egoff, left corner, drives in the lane, kicks it across, wide open. Zambrano for three, no good. Rebound, and Neely grabbed the rebound, put it back up, no good. She got her own rebound and got fouled, and she's going to the free throw line, I believe, for two free throws to put the Lady Tigers up by half a hundred. They called a foul on Smith, her first. Neely at the free throw line. First one's up. It's good. Alexis, 13 out of 14 now from the free throw line this season. If she can get up to two attempts per game average for the season, she is in really good shape to break the school record for free throw shooting, which is Kenzie Ryman's at 90%. 3:40 left to play first half. And Warsaw's already scored 50 points, and Concord hasn't scored any yet. And they threw it away again, out of bounds off of Smith. It belongs to Concord. Emmerich to the scores table for the Minutemen, and she will check in for Ragland. Taylor ran to the scores table too, and she will enter the game for Casey. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw, and they will walk it up. This is about the slowest they've moved since the game started. Again, it's a zone defense by Concord. But the Tigers have just absolutely shot the lights out. Pass by Bricker, tip grab by Neely, right wing. Back in the corner for Villema. Villema pressured, and it's tipped into the backcourt. Bricker will go back to get it. Around one, and the second one grabbed her and fouled her. Zilm, Z-I-L-M, with the foul, her first. Again, they've moved the basketball banners, so I can only see part of the scoreboard that's here on the wall closest to me. I can see the time and the score on the other side, but it doesn't have the team fouls or the player foul. So I'm a little limited in what information I can give you. We're at 3 minutes to go, second quarter, and Warsaw wants a timeout. Warsaw calls a time. It is a 30. 2:55 left to play here in the half. Warsaw leads Concord 50-0, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Again, the Warsaw boys won at Valparaiso, 61-58. I'm going to give you some stunning numbers here in just a second. The ball is tipped out of bounds as Warsaw tried to throw it in the paint. Jackson Gould, 24 points. Drew Heckman, 15. Warsaw, 22 of 31 for the field. Folks, that's 71% for the game. Bricker on the drive up to the right, shoots high off the glass and good. 13 for Jocelyn. 2.5 minutes left to play here in the second. And to say that it's been all Warsaw would be an understatement of massive proportions. Warsaw, 52, Concord, nothing. Smith, left side, out top for Zilm. Near side, Fish, inside Taylor. Pass was high, foul called. Taylor shoved over Bricker and then came over and offered to help her up. Jocelyn at that point was already up but appreciated the sentiment. And we'll walk down to the other end as that's 17 fouls now on Concord. Again, going back to the boys' game, Gould, 8 of 11 from the field, 4 three-pointers, 24 points, 6 rebounds. Playing back-to-back games, Bricker missed the free throw, Fish the rebound for Concord. 52-0, Warsaw, 2:13 left. Smith out between the circles with some space. Looking for Emmett, can't get her the ball. Ball tipped and taken away. Bricker the steal, in from the left, shoots it up, scores. 2 minutes to go, and Warsaw has scored 54. In the first half. And Concord still hasn't scored any. As a matter of fact, Concord's going to have a lot more turnovers than shot attempts. Emmerich drives in, forced up a tough shot, and a foul is going to be called against Warsaw. Are they going to call that shooting? I think they will. It is a shooting foul. Neely gets the foul. That's her first. Emmerich at the free throw line, just a 50% free throw shooter. Two chances to get Concord on the board. Free throw up. It's good. And the Concord fans cheer. And most of the Warsaw fans cheer. Bricker and Neely to the bench with 1:45 left to play in the half. Free throw up, and Emmerich makes both free throws. 54-2 with Warsaw in possession of the ball. 1:40 left to play first half. Peterson up the left elbow, Egoff. Back out to Peterson. Peterson holding. Dribbles once, throws it cross court to Villeman. Now back to the near side, ball deflected, it got to Peterson. Now to Kyra Kaiser, who's into the game for Warsaw during that timeout. Zambrano to the free throw line, Egoff kicks it out. Peterson wide open, three, nope, short. Rebound grabbed by Kaiser. She got knocked over, but somehow got it into Egoff, and Egoff scores. She's got an 8-point quarter going. She's in double figures with 10. Her second double figure game of the season. It is 56-2. 1 minute to play left in the first half. Casey, near side Fish, inside Egoff, knocks the ball off the inline and out of bounds. A stunning night. I mean, the Warsaw's winning and winning big is not a big shocker at all. But you can't ever assume things like this are going to happen. Emmerich, left side, Smith, drives the foul line, kicks it off to Fish on the weave. Well, she picks up her dribble against Villema. One number 14 against another. 33 seconds to play in the first half. Emmerich drives in and got fouled by Peterson. At least that's who it should be on. That's who it is. Abby with her first foul. And free throws coming up for Emmerich, who has the 2 points for Concord. Free throw up and good for Emmerich. 3 points for her. 30.5 left, one more coming. Emmerich averages just under 6 points a game. This would be her fourth point. It's up there, and this one's no good. A good block out by the Lady Tigers, and Egoff has the rebound. Warsaw will play for the final shot of the first half. And across the line is Peterson. Peterson, Concord extending their defense a little bit. 15 seconds. Nobody counting, although I thought Emmerich was close enough to get one. Zambrano to the right elbow for Egoff. She'll throw a cross court to Peterson. Down in deep. Villema for two. 2 seconds to go in the half. And the buzzer sounds. And what a first half for the Warsaw Lady Tigers. Warsaw leads Concord 58-3 at the intermission. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you at McEwen Gymnasium. Warsaw, with a stunning first quarter, leads Concord at halftime 58-3. We'll give you some numbers to show you just how stunning it has been. Concord got 3 points from Shelby Emmerich on three free throws in the final 1:45 of the second quarter. That's the only points they got, Emmerich's three free throws. Warsaw, Abby Peterson, a three-pointer. Alexis Neely, seven, including a three-pointer. Delaney Villema with two. And then already three Lady Brooke Winchester with four. And three Lady Tigers in double figures. Ava Egoff, 10. Jocelyn Bricker, 15. And Brooke Zartman with 17. Zartman with three three-pointers. Now 55 for the season. Five away from tying the school record. And again, a stunning first quarter, especially as Warsaw set a school record for points in a quarter with 37. Warsaw 58, Concord 3 at halftime. The JV won 46-18. Kelsey Rand and Sammy Rastrelli each had 11 points. The boys' JV won at Valpo 36-35. Robbie Finlinson had 17, including 8 in the fourth quarter. And the boys' varsity also beat Valpo 61-58. Jackson Gould, 24 points, 6 rebounds. Drew Heckman had 15 points. Here it is 58-3, Warsaw. We'll give the first half stats after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. 58-3, Warsaw with the lead at halftime. The halftime stats are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw with a just gigantic first half, 23 of 29 for the field. That is 79.3%, 6 of 10 from three-point range, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line. Concord, 0 of 11 from the field, 0 of 4 from the arc, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 14 to 5. Warsaw with 2 turnovers in the first 16 minutes, and Concord with 20. Individually, Brooks Hartman, 6 out of 7 from the field, 3 out of 4 from three-point range. Abby Peterson, 1 of 3 from the field and the arc. Jocelyn Bricker, 6 out of 7. Alexis Neely, 2 out of 2. Ava Egoff, 5 out of 5. Those are the first half stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Again, the record for points in a quarter set tonight for the Lady Tigers. They scored 37 in the first quarter. That breaks the old record of 36 at Huntington North in the fourth quarter back in 2010. That will be always called the Kelsey Freds game. The next closest was Valley 34 back in 2000. That was a night that the Lady Tigers scored 100. 58-3. Warsaw with the lead after two quarters. Running clock when we start the third quarter of play next on News Now Warsaw.